Oh, right, man. I was looking at MySpace, man. I was looking at...
Gee, what a shocker.
Lexi Sexton, man. She's with some other nigga and not me in the picture.
Aww.
I'm heartbroken.
Aww.
That's fucked up.
You know what, though? It's
this nigga's shiny, too.
You know, I was just going to say...
He's shiny. You know,
what's funny, though, is in that picture, because of the monitor resolution, all I can see are his teeth.
He's shiny.
I'm not even joking. I'm not even trying to be that like, wrong, yet. But it's funny. He's shiny.
Y'all see that shiny-ass forehead, though?
Oh, I well, yeah, there you go. All right. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the glare off of your shiny-ass forehead.
Maybe it is. Right.
Shiny.
We're being told in the chat room here, be nice to Scrappy. She's got something for us. So... Oh, hello.
Unfortunately, it's a scorching case of herpes, and we're all screwed.
Oh, no! All right, so we got a lot of stuff to do, especially the first half of the show. The first half of the show, which normally drags, and we have to kind of fake it.
Fake it!
We actually have, like, guests who actually want to be on our show, which is always a wonderful thing. You better go check to make sure they're still in the green room.
Didn't float away.
Well, what we got coming up first, if anybody remembers, in, what was it? It's been almost, what, 6-7 months ago? God, almost a year ago now? I don't know. We had a guy named Disco on from geeksofdoom.com.
He was cool.
He was very cool. So we're going to give a phoner interview. He emails this week and goes, hey, guys, I got something I want to talk about. Let me be on your show.
Please don't be his penis. Please don't be his penis. Please don't be his penis.
Oh, he's coming on the show? He's coming on the show.
He's going to, well, it's a phoner.
Please don't be his penis.
Well, if it is, what are you going to do?
Try not to stick it in my ass.
Well, that's a start.
I know that's hard for me to do sometimes.
Well, for you then, we have... No, yeah. Wait, I'm kidding.
You know, speaking of which, hold on, before you change the subject, the reason that's funny is because it does look like you have a Brokeback Mountain shirt on and shit.
What? I can't quit laundry!
What is that?
I don't know, man. You know, it's Cambodian or something because they stitched it inside fucking out. Actually, it's kind of a
You know
shirt.
What? I don't know.
That is metrosexual.
Hey, my wife bought it for me. Fuck off.
Metrosexual.
Is there something about me that's sexual? Neither one of you have seen your penis without the aid of a mirror in quite some time.
No, actually,
man,
lately.
Shut the fuck up. How much do you weigh?
Buck 80.
Yeah, okay. Guess what, bitch? Buck 79, fat ass.
The problem with that is 45 pounds of that are those A cups. Look at him. He does have man titties. Look at him.
Hell yeah. As much as I lift at the gym, all 3.5 pounds.
As much as I lift at the gym.
I can bench nothing.
That's right. Heaviest thing you lift is that one guy's balls.
But I do fucking hours of cardio. I do hours of fucking cardio.
I went to the gym with Scrappy.
You did? You know what?
I heard about that.
What? What was
she wearing?
What was she wearing?
She was wearing a fucking sweater or some shit. Pissed me off.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she's going to gym. She's going to gym, got the biggest knockers in the gym, and I'm looking at other knockers because it's just covered up. You know what I'm saying? How fucking how terrible is that shit? You know, you got this big titty girl right at the left of you on the treadmill, sweating to death like you are. You look across, you have to go look at other girls' asses because she's all covered up in a fucking Santa
Wait,
Claus
what,
suit.
What, did you go to the 24 hour on Lamb?
No, we went
to Charleston?
Sahara, Maryland.
Oh, that's cool.
We upclassed a little bit, you know.
LVRC?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, very nice.
We're not 24-hour.
I'll tell you what, though. Fitness. The strippers out of the 24 Fitness on Sand Hill is phenomenal.
Yeah, see. Maybe I should start going to that one.
But you're – okay, at your gym, when I used to go to LV, Las Vegas Athletic Club,
yeah.
One night I was there and I can remember this very clearly because there was a chick in the sauna because it's where you can look in and sit at some of the lift benches. They're crappy air pressure benches, stupid, lame fucking things. But you sit in front of the pool. I'm like, oh, okay, well, Because on the other side of the pool is a glass window for the sauna, and there's a naked chick. I'm like, yep, this is the best workout ever. I have no weight, no resistance going on. I'm just like, I'm
He's lifting the bar. That's about it.
I'm just lifting the bar, staring at naked titties. So I'm going, you know, this makes this membership worth it all of a sudden.
You know, I used to run in my old apartment complex when I first got my first video iPod. I used to run there as much as I could. And in order to keep myself going, I would load porn on my iPod and watch porn as I'm running. And I did that all the way up until the one time I didn't take my iPod with me when I got off. And Trench remembers, I used to have some hot chicks that used to live in the apartment complex with me. So I get off and I'm starting to work the other machine and then I'm like, oh shit, the girl's on the treadmill. She's like, I think you left your iPod over here. I go and I pick up my iPod and this guy's just railing this girl in the ass and I'm like, whoops. Yeah, that's mine. I don't know how that got on there. I mean, this was not even the kind of cute, but no, this was the bad kind of just.
This was that ramrod, fucking hardcore, worst thing ever.
I actually think I may have a video somewhat like it where this girl.
Was it the one with the excruciating pain?
She was obviously enjoying it, but it's the kind of porn that you really have to question in your mind why you're really watching it.
I know, I got to introduce.
One second. What I got to do is I'm going to back off because I got to make a phone call real quick. Decaf, introduce your guest. What do you have coming up a little later in the show, I should say?
It's going to be Francisco Santana. He's been on the show before.
Yep.
And he's still boxing and very, very well. And he has some big news to let us know coming up.
He's going to take on Kimbo Slice.
He kept on one. He want to do the what?
He's going to take on Kimbo Slice.
I don't know.
You know who Kimbo Slice is?
No,
you should look him up on YouTube. Kimbo Slice is a backyard fighter, and he's joined MMA. But that's not here or there because he's not here.
You going to get him on the show?
I'd love to. I think he would kill me.
How big is he?
Dude, look him up. Kimbo Slice.
All right, I'll look up Kimbo Slice.
You know who Tank Abbott is, right?
No, I don't know. I don't know any of the boxers from...
Kimbo Slice knocked Tank Abbott out in like a minute 45 or something ridiculous in their last MMA fight.
Knocked him out just convincingly
out
with a
cold.
Punch or knocked him out?
Knocked him out with a punch. Now, Kimbo, he's a big boxer. He's a big, big stand-up kind of guy. He won his first fight against Ray Mercer, who is a boxer. Beat him with a guillotine. So, I mean, it was amazing to see Kimbo do that. And Kimbo did that in like a minute into the first round. But anyway, that's not here.
Ray Mercer is an MPA, hey now?
He's an MMA.
Who isn't? Everyone is an MMA.
I think I'm going to join MMA next week.
You can see Jerry Rice out there. Skinny ass. I remember Johnny Morton, and he got knocked the fuck out. Now, that was a tight video.
Well, you know what? To kind of push this show forward a little bit, we already have our first guest now. Earlier this week, as I said, I got an email from Disco, who is geeksofdoom.com. He says, "Hey, dude, I got something I want to talk about."
I'm like, "Please don't be his penis. Please don't be his penis. Please don't be his penis."
And I'm like, "What?" And he's like, "This."
The fact that you were Latin, well, that makes me love you even more.
You're the only reason why I went to see Fantastic Four.
Cause you can make the shittiest movies watchable. Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba.
Hello, Mamacita. I promise you I'm about to tell you something I've never told another woman before in my life. And it goes a little something like this.
If you were in battlefield, would I go see it?
But only under that specific circumstance.
Dark Angel was the greatest TV show ever.
According to the critics in my pants. And on the way home from the movies, I cry, I cry, I cry. Because I'll never be. No, I'll never be alone with you. Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba.
Disco?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How's it going, dude?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, that was a nice song you were playing before.
Yeah, it was all right. I don't know. A little too twangy. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, I'm not one of the Geeks of Doom. I write for them occasionally. They just have me represent that. I guess you had a panel about superhero movies or something.
Yep, we've had a few things like that, yep.
Yeah, so I came on for that.
Okay, all right. So I misquoted. Now, obviously, then, hopefully, foodisnotlove.com is you.
Yes, that is me.
With a giant fucking moose head on the front page.
That's an inside joke from the show that it's a Canadian holiday we've made up.
Oh, and what's this holiday?
It's called Moose Day. It's the day where the Canadians string up a moose and they beat it till the candy comes out.
Hey, it sounds like what we do on
February 24th.
That sounds like what my wife does to me, beat me up until my money comes out.
So, yeah, no, it happens every February 24th in our mind.
In your minds.
You know,
but we have a video coming out for Jessica Alba.
Really?
Yeah. It's a full production. It's a whole big video. And I'm wearing a fantastic suit in it. Quite frankly, I should win an ESPY when the video comes out. I'm pulling for the ESPY. But yeah, the video's coming out in the middle of the month. Middle of March.
And you know, it's a really good video because I was laughing in the studio with the guys because I just said this shit to my coworker earlier today. 3 hours ago, I said, damn, Jessica Alba's so fine. She can make any shitty movie good.
Yeah,
and then we were talking about
absolutely
the eye. And swear to God, this shit is so fucking funny that song came up.
She can be in that, what's that crappy movie? It's out now, Fool's Gold?
No. She's in the eye.
She's in the eye, but Fool's Gold is the one with
Kate Hudson.
Yeah,
I'd go see it if she was in it.
Yeah. So, okay, now, Disco, I'm scrolling down your site right now, and I see something that instantly speaks to me. Food is not love for the Mutters of Canton. Now, that fucking makes me laugh right there.
That's actually a reference to Firefly.
Yeah, the Mutters, Jane, the man named Jane, yeah. I remember that episode.
Why we called the episode that is because in that episode we interviewed Ron Glass, who played Shepherd Book.
Uh-huh.
In Firefly and Serenity, so we called that episode for the Mutters of Canton, so people like you would come and catch the reference, whereas like our general everyday listener would just think it was a random title for the episode.
Cool.
That is funny.
Thanks.
All right, now so what exactly? Because I'm kind of still grasping at straws. What exactly did you want to talk about? Because you never did say.
Well, the first thing was I wanted to plug my video. Because I'm a whore.
Whore. Yeah. We're all whores.
Yeah, I'm disgusting. I take it right up the face for a plug. But
see,
secondly,
Murphy, he wants your dick, not his to you. He wants your dick.
Oh, my God.
Give me all the dick. That's right. I'll do the robot chicken head on all. I'm a chicken head. But they call me in the project. But anyway, we don't want to talk about the video, but mostly I wanted to talk about Barack Obama.
Okay.
Because I'm working on his campaign.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
So, did you guys catch the debate at all?
No, I did not, Murph.
I did. I caught it.
What'd you think?
You know, it was a little bit of good back and forth. I myself am a big Obama supporter.
Yeah.
I think he had it all the way up until Hillary's closing line, and then that was that. Hillary
you
just...
Bought, you fell for that.
I did fall for it, but you know what I found to be particularly funny? What was the question that she was asked? She was asked, about her comments that she said earlier about Obama not being fit to be president. And she said, well, you know what, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about healthcare. It's like, bitch, stay on the fucking topic. And
yeah,
then
she was going to backpedal out of
being... Yeah.
As nasty as she's been, but
but then they fucked her and asked the question again and made her answer it.
Right, and she was booed. I mean, if the ending hadn't happened, what I call the Evita audition, we would have been talking about a much different debate.
Oh yeah,
we'd be
definitely
talking about a debate where Obama had slammed her just about on everything, including healthcare, which is her own issue.
Well, no, you guys are talking about the ending, but no one's saying what the ending was because I didn't see it. So what was
okay?
The last
line? Ending. The ending of the debate was Hillary Clinton. Telling Obama that she was honored to be there with him and went to this whole sad story about a soldier and yada, yada, yada. It looked like Evita. That's exactly what it was. It was our Don't Cry for Me Argentina. And it got a standing ovation. It was very dramatic.
The only thing she didn't do was get down and actually suck his cock.
Pretty much.
She thought about it twice.
Twice.
Right. But there is is that a 527? Is that what they're called?
Yes, a 527. That's a non-profit.
I think so, the size of his cock.
Right.
Yeah, no, a 527 is a non-profit organization.
That's a 1287. If there's any truth to stereotypes.
Get Al Sharpton.
The elephant in the room. But there's a 527 called the ALP that's happening in Ohio right now. And it was covered on... very briefly on the ABC News, and it probably needs to be covered more. It's another Swift Boat-like organization that's out being working for the Clinton. And I just wanted to make your listeners aware of it because it's disgusting, and it's going to be the most hardest thing and probably the hardest challenge of this campaign.
Now, I don't know exactly what the ALP does, but for me, are they related to the Resco deal at all?
No. Okay. The ALP... They stand for something random like American League of Justice and, mm-hmm. and Aquaman, something. And they essentially pay millions of dollars for commercials slandering Obama and, you know, very pro-Hillary commercials. But they're just a 527 that's out there that can't be, she's not accountable for it mm-hmm. in, on paper.
Right.
So it's an, what we have here is another Swift boat situation. So just when you read, when you watch the media, particularly CNN, because they're very into Obama, and talking about how she's sinking and how it's going down, this chick's got tricks up her sleeve still.
Yeah, now she's a Clinton.
Now, for those of you who don't know,
I feel as passionately about this as I do my goofy shit that I'm plugging on your show, so I wanted to mention that.
Just to let you guys know, the ALP stands for the American Leadership Project. That's what
like I said, you know, the Justice League of Aquaman.
Yeah, you know, and the next, the question I have, of course, the Swift Boat campaign, yeah, there was a, you know, there was something there to latch on to try to fight or go against or whatever. What the fuck do they think they have on Obama?
They haven't folded their cards yet. We have a week until they do, but it's going to happen, and it's going to be Swift Boat-like in scale. If you, and they, of course, that's a reference to the 2004 election, yeah. For those who don't know.
Yeah.
Of, you know, the organization that came out against Kerry that were, quote, not connected to the Bush campaign at all, mm-hmm. you know.
Well,
so,
what do you think they have? I mean, what could they actually say?
Well, what I think it's going to be is I think it's going to be perhaps, I mean, I can only speculate at this point because even inside the campaign, we don't know. Yeah. We have no idea.
Well, let me read you what is on Daily Kos. ALP has developed three ads aimed at targeting Senator Barack Obama as a talker and not a doer. The ads are called If Speeches Could Solve Problems, and they will contrast Obama and Clinton on issues of importance in middle-class voters, such as the economy, health care, and mortgage crisis. So,
the audacity of Clinton's experience campaign is puzzling to me. Because she's running a campaign of self-assertion, of I'm the healthcare person because she fought for it 12 years ago, and I'm the person with the experience. Like, I don't know about you, I don't want the wife of a surgeon cutting me open.
Well, you know, the thing is, she fought for all this, but nothing happened.
In all fairness to Senator Clinton, I would say that she was up against a Republican House, whereas now we have a Democratic House, not that it...
Well,
means anything because Democrats are on the inside, what Republicans are on the outside. But the she did get nothing done, but she had a lot more against her than say she would now.
Right.
And that's just me trying to be fair, but I'm not really fair. I don't give a shit.
Do you think that it's going to get so dirty that the Democrats going to end up hurting each other while when one of them do get selected to run against McCain?
I think that if it goes to the superdelegates and Clinton is chosen. Because considering the numbers, it depends. We're talking about 2 weeks from now. After Texas and Ohio, we'd have like a clearer image of what we're really dealing with. But right. Say she wins Texas and Ohio, and the superdelegates take it, I don't see the same Democrats coming out for Hillary Clinton as I do Barack Obama. And I know I'm biased anyway. But I think those numbers actually speak for themselves.
No, you actually make a really good point because there's a polarizing influence that Hillary has. And the best chance McCain has for winning is if he's running against Hillary because the anti-Hillary hate out there is enough to propel him forward. But Obama unites independents and brings independents in more than McCain does and more than Hillary does. So I think he is, to me, not only the viable candidate, but actually electable and worth electing, which says something.
Well, to bring it back to the geek factor, she goes to court with a guy next week who is in business with Stan Lee. I don't know if you know about the scandal with Stan Lee Media that the Clintons are involved in.
No, I didn't know about that.
But apparently, there's actually a video, like almost like a mini kind of homemade documentary about it, and on YouTube you can see. But yeah, apparently they had helped throw a fundraiser for her, and I guess there's a law. Saying that, you know, the candidates can't be directly involved in that. And they have tapes of her actually speaking to them. And in the process, her and her husband actually took one of their business partners and robbed him from the company. And also took, I don't know what the exact figure is, so I don't want to say anything wrong, but it is in the millions. She took millions of dollars from this company and denied ever meeting them afterwards. So I mean, there's a lot of shady, disgusting things about the way her campaign is run, period. I mean, also the ALP is just the latest in a string of disgusting things. I mean, what we've seen, there's an emailer going out around claiming that Obama had sworn into the Senate on the Koran, which was not him at all, which was actually a different senator.
Yep.
And also she claiming that all the down south. I'm in Atlanta, and all down south, all these emails were coming out to apparently spook an old demographic, a demographic I see doesn't really exist as much as you think it does.
That also went out. It went out a lot. Also, that he was a Muslim, that he grew up in Africa. There were a lot of very incorrect statements made, and a lot of just flat out lies, almost at times. And you know, a lot of people are calling for Hillary to step down at this point because she's obviously not going to have enough to carry, and all she's doing right now is splitting the Democratic candidate. She's doing the same thing Ralph Nader did 4 years ago, while still being a Democrat, not being an independent.
Right.
To some extent, I believe that you're right. I mean, I think that she still has a lot of political clout. I mean, she's Hillary fucking Clinton.
And she has a...
I can curse, right?
Go right ahead.
She has a very good chance of winning Texas, too, because she gets a huge Hispanic vote.
Yeah, I mean, she's run, as of late, I mean, a competitive campaign. I can't say I agree with a lot of the tactics that she used. But, I mean, yeah, she has run a decent campaign in terms of being competitive. But it's very Republican-esque, I guess, is my point.
Yeah, and I mean myself, you know, I'm sitting there going, it's going to be just 4 more years of the same thing, you know. And I know that, you know, it almost sounds cliche and everything to say, well, you know, we want to break up the Bush-Clinton thing, and we'll go with Barack Obama for that or anything like that, but... I got to tell you, watching the commercials, watching what I have of the debates, watching the rhetoric, Hillary Clinton and her amazing triangular reasoning, where nothing really gets answered and nothing is really explained.
It's working.
Sadly, it's working for some, but not working enough. Barack Obama has, what, 10? He's won the last 10?
10 in a row.
10 in a row.
Yeah. Oh, actually, if you count the... what were they called? The equivalent of absentee ballots.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the overseas balance?
Yeah, those. That's 11 in a row.
Nice. Yeah, that was just yesterday or day before yesterday?
I'm sorry?
The overseas count came in, what, yesterday or the day before yesterday?
Yeah, that makes it, I guess that kind of makes their count. CNN is counting it as 11 in a row.
What if we foresee it and say Obama do win? Now, when he goes against McCain, I call it the talker versus the turtle.
It's funny, my co-host calls it the inspirer versus the bonefish.
Oh, nice.
I mean, do you think that McCain, in a debate, do you think that Obama's talking style and his debating will just you know, get enough people pull over to, you know, get him in the White House?
What we're going to see, if God willing, it is Obama versus McCain, is something actually, ironically, something similar to what we saw when we saw Clinton run against Bush, Bush Senior, which is a new fresh face versus an old establishment.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it's going to be very similar the way the campaigns are run. So we're blessed to have the, in 1992 all over again.
And it's even worse now because McCain is starting to come out and support Bush on everything. He's just mirroring Bush's policies, and he's even said now that he wished the president would have vetoed things that he signed off on. So,
right.
I mean, we're really looking at someone who wants to maintain what we've got now and versus someone who wants to, you know, push this country forward. But then again, why change horses mid-apocalypse?
Well, that's good. The sad thing is that there was a time when I believed in McCain. And strongly too. I mean, I voted for him in 2000, and I'm not loyal to anybody.
I think you flip flop too bad.
Yeah, but now McCain doesn't know who McCain is.
Now, former McCain supporter, are you really disheartened by how he has flip flopped literally on every major talking point?
I understand immigration. To some extent in his position, where the game he has to play is a really interesting line. I mean, it's weird that he doesn't have better campaign people around him, because at this point, I go more right, and fuck the conservative base, he's already the nominee. There's no changing that. There's the numbers and the math. He's already the Republican nominee. Why not go with the people and just be John McCain? Because John McCain of 4 years ago would have been like, fuck y'all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
True. Now the Straight Talk Express this morning blew through tires and flipped over 16 times on the Jersey Turnpike.
Yep.
and killed a bunch of minorities.
Oh, no, no, no. He still calls them gooks. He's okay with that.
Right.
You know, he said that. He said that they are and always will be gooks to him. And it's like, dude, are you fucking crazy?
I have not heard that quote.
Yeah, that one came out a month ago because someone was asking him about his racial tolerance and his experience, of course, you know, Vietnam, you know, and yeah, it's like, well, they're always gooks. I'm like,
are you fucking kidding me? He is just that crazy old neighbor who comes out and shouts at the Chinese delivery guy, "You're not taking me, Charlie!" You know, he is that guy.
I was watching his speech when he'd won, I guess, the last bunch of states, Wisconsin or whatever it was, and he's like, and he's talking into the camera and he's slamming his hands down, and I swear to God, he was like moments away from just going, "Bingo!" You know, like.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but McCain had to borrow more money for his campaign. He actually had to sign a special life insurance policy with a bank just in case he doesn't survive the campaign.
Oh, that's great.
He's an old fuck.
To get back to your original point, I definitely think that it would be a lot harder to beat Hillary Clinton than John McCain.
What, you mean Obama versus Hillary, or?
I think it would be a lot harder for Obama now. It's a much tougher challenge beating the Clinton machine than beating McCain. I mean, look where the people are at.
Yeah.
People don't want to be there for what he said was 100 years, which that's not what he meant by the quote. It pulled completely out of context, but I'll go with it because I'm with the campaign. Fuck it. I don't care about
that. You know, as someone who's working on the campaign, do you worry that at all you're just starting to blindly follow the mentality? I mean, say Obama comes out tomorrow and says, "You know what? I have a real problem with white people. I think we should ship them all back to Europe." Are you going to go with that, or is that the sort of thing that you're
I'm going to give you a very boring answer. Okay? The reason why I follow Barack Obama isn't because of his inspirational speeches, not because of his... Because I've seen it before, like I said. His campaign, sadly and ironically, is no different than Bill Clinton's was in 1992. It's very, you know, hope, change. These are the same things that Bill Clinton had done in 1992. I'm following Barack Obama because he passed 233 bills regarding health care reform, 125 on poverty, 112 of crime-fighting bills, 97 economic bills, 60 human rights and anti-discrimination bills, 21 ethic reform bills, 15 gun control bills, and 6 veterans affairs, and many others.
Damn.
So that's why I'm following Barack Obama, not for the bullshit, rah-rah nonsense. I used to call him the college girls candidate before I actually read about him.
So, got a question then, and we'll wrap it up here almost at this point. Are we going to see an Obama girl video from you?
Well, if you go to foodisnotlove.com, Robbie and I actually recorded in one of the episodes, but we actually took it, you could actually see it, hear it separately from the episode. We recorded a cover of Michael Jackson's Black and White for Barack Obama. This happened right after South Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Acoustic, too, live.
Ooh, very nice. All right, why don't you give out the website again?
Foodisnotlove.com.
All right, Disco.
Just click on the moose when you get there.
Yeah, just click through the moose.
Right.
All right, Disco, thank you very much.
Thank you, fellas. It's always fun being on your show.
Great chatting with you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Disco, that was Food Is Not Love, talking about Will is Barack Obama, and of course his song, talking about his contributions to Barack Obama's campaign and what he's been doing. Also, Jessica Alba. Decaf's new favorite song.
Dude, that's a great song.
That was actually really good. He's like, "Did you get the song?" "Yes, I got the song. It was fucking hilarious." Okay, so what we're going to do right now is cut to a very quick break. We got another guest to put on the microphone. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a moment. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We also want to say to everybody out there listening, whether it's live, archive, go to the site. Click on the links, contribute, comment. You can do all of this. Plus, for those of you who listen to the live show, head out to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. You can see what's going on in the studio when we're doing the show. And you can also chat with us, thus, therefore, screwing us up by trying to be funnier than us in the chat room.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does every once in a while.
Maybe when you're talking.
Well, usually. In the chat room right now, we have Milf Cassie, Toe, and Stitch from Fox FM, including all those. And I got cameras.
We had Bidor pop in. We had some guy named Gary.
Gary.
How come we're always taking pictures in the studio and I never see any of them?
That's because I'm still working on... Remember, you missed it at the beginning of the show, but we were talking about epic fails this to start off with.
Epic fail.
And me trying to get our gallery to work is fail. Me trying to get things on that computer that you're using to work was a fail. It was just a bad week for technology and me.
Try to get Scrappy to lift more than 20 pounds was a failure.
I did more. Wait, oh, that one time?
Her back lifts more than 20 pounds every morning.
Yeah, see? Leave me, I hear she
surprised you with the leg machine, though.
Huh? He's like, you can't push back on that, huh?
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I said because it was so fucking closed in.
Oh, I thought it was because of the weight.
No, I saw your legs.
She's used to having to push 180-pound black men off her. That's
I've got guns.
She got Hercules legs and shit.
I knew it.
Too bad they're pale and ashy as shit, but hey, they're all
they're not. Shut up.
They are pale. I'll tell you that.
They are ashy
pale,
too.
But they're not ashy if I have lotion on them.
They're shit.
Well, I'm not
going
to get all
Find
cute
it.
To go to the gym and work out.
Yeah, I know. I complain about that. You had the biggest tits in the gym. I had to look at every other girl.
Ouch.
Because you came dressed up in a Santa Claus suit and shit. You
know? What? I was in my, like, sweats. What was I supposed to wear? I'm not a hoochie mama. I don't get all fucking cute to go to the gym.
Ho, ho, ho.
You wish. What am I? He's like thinking.
I was more naked than she was.
I call him up. I know what he's thinking. Yeah, man, I'm going to get this girl at the gym with some booty shorts and a wife beater, huh? I come up, I'm wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt. He asks me, he goes, you're one of those girls who needs to wear sweats to sweat, don't you? And I'm like.
All right, Decaf, why don't you introduce our next guest?
We have Francisco Santana, the boxer, the man, the myth, the legend. He's been on our show before, yep. And we got him back, and he has some news for us.
Now, last time you were on the show, you were training and prepping and getting ready for a fight. How was it? Uh-oh, nope. we got to get him on the mic here.
I won. It was unanimous decision, 4 rounds.
Nice.
Took it a distance, but it went well. Now I have won again. Next month, March 20th, and I'll be the co-main event on Fox Sports Net, the best dance sports show. And I'll be televised then. So,
holy shit,
that's
man!
That's great. Yeah. Who are you fighting?
Fight a kid from San Francisco. He is also undefeated, but that's no problem because I train and I prepare for the best. So
awesome.
So I know you was telling me that this guy posted a message to your MySpace.
Wait, the guy you're fighting?
Yeah. I logged in this morning. You know, I was going to go on my morning run. I logged in, and there he was saying that, I'm coming after you. I'm coming to you. And then saying that I'm going down. So I was like, oh, whatever.
Oh, now, you know, it's like in MySpace going, you're going down, you're going down. And he has like a little sparkling boxing glove in fucking MySpace.
He put in pink writing and see what those flashing, the stars and glitter coming down his head.
Well, congratulations on your win. Thanks. Awesome to hear. And then television.
Yep.
How different do you think that's going to make the fight for you?
Not much. I mean, it's just an opportunity for me, which I'm going to take it for granted. And it's my chance, you know, my chance to shine, my chance to show everybody what, you know, to come up.
So as opposed to just beating somebody's ass, he now gets to beat somebody's ass and there's cameras there.
Well,
so,
I was just thinking, are you getting Golden Palace put on the back there? Any way we could get Spank Wagon?
Spank Wagon.
I mean, come on.
You spank wagon out the back.
Put on my short spank wagon.
There you go.
That'd be awesome.
Put on the butt area.
Like instead of the pink.
Just write it in a circle in pink.
Spank wagon.
With glittery. No. All right. So what is what now we know what from the last time we chatted. I can't fucking talk today. From the last time we talked to you, we know what you went through in your prep and everything like that. Anything changing up in the routine now that you're starting to?
Well, I'll be fighting. I believe this fight's going to be either a 6 or an 8 rounder, so I just have to crank up my workouts. You know, but not much. I mean, I know what I have to do. Just train hard. You know, work out. You know, run in the mornings. I like to go to spin class also.
Okay.
Good workout. All those freaking old ladies. I'm trying to keep up with them. And they pump. They'll be pumping, and I'm like, wow, I'm trying to keep up with it. I can't look back, you know. So
you're the boxer, grandma. Out cardio, you.
Got to get those bingo muscles going.
But it's good, you know. And then after that, I mean, I go and train. Be going to training camp this Tuesday, so I'll be heading back California for training camp, just so I can focus and get away from everything.
So training camp, did they lock you into a room,
No, I just go back to my old gym where I'm from, but it's mainly, you know, just one-on-one with my coach, no distractions, no anything. I mean, I hang around with my friends, you know, in between workouts, you know, but I just basically, it's just a place where I can just train harder and just focus more towards the fight.
All right, cool. All right.
When are you appearing? Now, I'm trying to. You have to fight to get on Fox after this fight, or is this the fight that's going to be televised?
No, this is the fight that's going to be televised.
And what day is that?
March 20th. March 20th, San Jose. At the San Jose, at the Tank, HP Pavilion, the Tank, where the San Jose Sharks play.
Yeah.
The same, arena. It's a big arena.
Is this going to be the biggest arena you've been in?
I've been. That's like my second home, pretty much, because I fought in there like 5 times already. So.
Oh, so you go well.
Yeah.
Now, how did they approach you for this?
My promoters. I'm signed with my promoters. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, they're the ones who set everything up. So they asked me if I wanted to step up. So I said yes.
Awesome.
But what are you gonna do? Say no thanks. I think I'd like to stay in obscurity. Maybe fight just in Vegas for a little while, and maybe I'll go pull a Kimbo Slice and go beat the shit out of somebody behind a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
You know who Kimbo Slice is, don't you?
Yeah.
See this guy. Yeah. Now, who would you rather fight, Kimbo Slice or Tank Abbott?
Neither.
Because I mean, you're not like a big physically imposing guy. What do you weigh? About what? 120? 130?
What 20?
Like 150,
160. Okay, well, he's kind of a small build guy, but I mean,
but that's at speed. I mean, what he, you know, it's all speed at this point. I mean,
I bet
he could jump over here, punch my nose off, jump back, no one would fucking notice.
I don't think I don't think he can do it. Give it a shot. So after this, what are you looking for next?
Just whatever my promoters set me up with, but I mean. I'm always ready to fight. So after this, I would like to get some more fights in. You know, maybe at least 4 to 5 more fights by the end of the year, and hopefully next year fight for the title.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. How long does it usually take a person starting off to get to a title shot?
It just depends on the rank. You know, you just gotta move up in the rankings and stuff. Fight better fighters, better calibered fighters. That's what I'm fighting now. It's a much better calibered fighter. But I mean. I'm ready for the best. So
how does the ranking system, you know, rate? If there's like 6 guys all undefeated, you know, it depends on who you beat or
it depends what rank are they and what position. But yeah, I mean, it just depends how you beat them and if you knock them out, I mean, you go up rankings a lot more.
Oh, they have a decision?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's the round, huh?
So it's a big system, you know. So they put up this big system and stuff, and they start going up. Kind of, in a way, it's kind of like, you know, college football. Yeah.
Right.
How they BCS have all, the, and, yeah,
all those. That's how it is sometimes, you know. But they just base it on wins and how often you fight. If you're not fighting often, you're going to start going down the rankings as well. So you got to be consistent.
Hey, Trench, I think there's a question in the chat room. I'll let you ask that one.
Yeah, I ain't touching that one. I ain't touching that one a million
she's
years.
She's obsessed with balls.
Scrappy's mom wants to know how big your balls are.
She wants to know if they fit in her mouth.
Yeah, she wants to know if she can fit them in her mouth. That's the other big
one. How?
And Gary wants to know how big your balls are, too. Now I'm a little worried. So the last time you were here with your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
And she was a little pissed because you have a regiment where you don't give up the cock while you're training, right? Now, are you still with her?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, that's devotion right there, you know. But then again, you know.
Speaking of which, you
what
got
is? Wait. Let's go back to that real quick. Let me touch on that. Like, now, what is that? How does that? What is why?
You ever met a guy that was getting laid that wasn't angry? I mean, come on.
No, it takes a lot of your conditioning away.
Isn't it a workout though? Like you could.
It is, but it takes a lot of strength from your legs. That's what they say. That's, you know. I mean, I've done it before, and it does affect you in a big way. I mean, I start getting tired, my legs start giving out more. You know, like, you know,
he wants a nap and a sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you basically can't at all. Not even play with your Sailor Master.
Oh, dude, no!
What?
So it's complete nothing.
That is dedication.
Zero.
That's
nine.
Why I gave up boxing. That's why I gave up boxing.
I just, the first night.
No. You gave up boxing because your shadow knocked your ass out.
Further proof I masturbate entirely too much. So, I mean, what have you made any big specific training, you know, changes to your regiment this time? Or are you pretty much just stepping it up in every way, shape, and form?
In every way. I mean, I've been doing a lot more of just different things to take care of my body, prevent injuries and stuff. And been doing a lot of conditioning work, you know, a lot more of not very light weight training, not much, just so I can get my body to tighten up a little better, right, and a little more strength and speed at the same time.
Now, one question that I'm going to have for you: how many calories is your diet right now? Do you even know, or is that handled for you?
No, they handle it.
That handles for you. Well, okay, walk us through your
meal. Damn, Oprah! It must be nice to have your people feeding you and shit, setting up your bills and your schedules. At 6:15, you will have one piece of toast.
Well, yeah. What are you eating in a day?
At 7:45, you knock a motherfucker out. That's pretty much your day.
Wait, I do actually have a question. I want to know, what's the worst hit you've ever taken?
Yeah, the worst hit. Everything out of her mouth like that sounds like tits. We know, but
the worst hit. No.
I was maybe about 16, 17. I was sparring with one of my fellow friends. No. It was me. It was like a little flash knockdown. I wasn't hurt or anything, but he kind of hit me out of nowhere. I mean, the guy was already, he was fighting for a world championship. I was only a kid. I wasn't even pro yet. But I mean, I was still able to handle him. But it was just one of those quick shots I didn't see. Caught me. I mean, he caught me real flash. It was like flash knockdown. My legs gave out. I was like, "What the hell? I got that up. What happened?
Oh wow! Did he completely knock you out? Like
no.
Out
I just dropped. I just dropped to my knee, and then I got back up, and I was like, "Whoa! What happened? Did you hit me?"
Does that happen? Like, does some hits seem like? You know, you see the fighter, right? You see them. Oh, they take a big punch, but then you see them get back and, you know, punch out of it. Now, sometimes it depends where you get hit in the body, the effect of the hit.
Well, the way a knockout happens is when your brain hits your brain hits the other side of the skull. That's when knockouts occur.
That's what it is. What?
Yeah. But for me, I don't think, maybe I think it was something like that, but I think for me, just my legs gave out. Sometimes when you get a hit, your legs give out. When you get knocked out, that's when it's like the whiplash, and when your brain hits the skull, I mean, your body will be paralyzed for a good while, you know what I mean?
And to kind of go to the science behind that, actually when your skull's forming, it forms around, parts of the skull form around your brain. So in other words, where your brain has valleys, your skull has peaks. And if when your head's getting knocked senseless in there, you're bumping brain tissue against and neurons and nerve endings and stuff like that, everything in there against the side of your skull, little pokes, little fissures. Plus, you got, and I can't think of the official name, but you got to be careful because if your brain can separate from the spinal cord in the back of your head, if you take enough hits, I mean, that's just a common, not a common injury, but it's an injury all boxers, all fighters need to watch out for.
Yep.
Well, that's why you avoid the strategy of blocking his fists with your face.
Yes.
Usually a good thing to do.
Keep him up, you know. That's the point.
Have you ever purposely delivered a dirty punch that was really effective?
From me to another fighter?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, look at that smile. He just got a smile on his face,
okay,
guys,
that
you can't
that will
see.
Call the fuck you punch, you know. That's just fuck you.
No, I've done it. I've done it before, but
because the person deserved it because of retaliation or advantage.
I mean, if they fight dirty, I'm not the type of fighter that's going to be, oh, I'm going to keep it clean. If I'm losing a fight and he's fighting dirty, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win the fight back.
There you go.
You know, so I'll trip him and hit him, and they'll call it a knockdown, even though I really, it was a trip. But I was like, hey, whatever. I got an extra point there. Or
so which one was the most effective?
I threw a left hook and I hit him with my fist, but then came around and hit him with my elbow and shut his eye open. So
it was, that's called an Irish right hook, by the way.
So that's why I did, y'all. I mean, you got me upset, so I did a little something like that.
Wow, dude.
Now, I know. Last time you were here, we were talking about kind of the state of boxing, the state the boxing was in, and the popularity factor, and it's kind of in the wane. I'm noticing boxing is starting to catch wind again.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up.
What do you feel?
It is. You know, from the last time I was here, it was fading away. And they were trying to, you know, I feel that, you know, a big part of it was because, I mean, UFC has come a long way. And that kind of took, you know, fans away to the UFC, you know. But I feel that now, finally, boxing starting to catch on and trying to copy the UFC's the way they're advertising and promoting it. And sometimes they even have they combine fights. They even have some UFC fights, and then they have some boxing fights. So
a UFC or a MMA style fight in a boxing ring?
Ring, exactly. Yeah,
yeah, there are a couple of organizations like that.
Yeah, it's huh.
I don't know if I'm too keen on that idea, but okay.
Yeah, so they start doing something like that. So, I mean, for me, I think it's great. I mean, working together rather than be against it, you know. Because,
right.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're all getting pounded on our head and we're all beating each other up, you know. So, you know, it doesn't matter which way it is, but we're getting beat up.
All right. Now, so, speaking of getting beat up and all that, what's been your best payday?
About $4,000 so far.
Giving the punches and taking the punches for $4,000. Not bad.
Yeah, so.
Not bad. Yeah. Murph, I'd let you pay me $4,000 to punch me.
How about I give you $20 and you walk over there and knock him one in the head?
Now, does it, depending on the bout, do you guys divide how much money it made, or is it all pre-set up, or is it bonuses or stuff like that?
It depends, you know. Sometimes you get a certain percentage off, like, the TV sales, and you'll get a certain percentage off ticket sales, and, you know, with all that, you know, and then the organization itself gets a good chunk of the money, so then they give you some money too. So between all that, that's how you accumulate your money. I mean, you can make up to $20 million a fight. That's what De La Hoya makes. That's his norm. You know, but 20, 10, 12, 15. So, I mean, just between that, that's how you take the money and stuff.
All right.
Now, I just like to lay this out there. If Oscar De La Hoya would like to hit me in the mouth for $20 million, I'll put a cup on. I'll do it.
Me too.
the whole room would here. Come on, let's be honest.
Now I know you're a fan of De La Hoya, so but how do you feel about the whole picture scandal thing?
He lost a lot of fans through that.
You think that was him?
It looks like him. It looks like him.
Can't deny.
So a lot of fans, a lot of people. Like how? I mean, would they say, oh, nah, De La Hoya's da da da, but they go secretly watch his fight or what?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think for every great fighter, there's always going
to
be people who's going
to
be
trying to bring you down.
Yeah, bring you down, hating on you type of thing and stuff like that. And, I mean, that's not his first scandal that he's ever had. He's had many. You know, people try to, it's like an artist, paparazzi, try to, you know, start making stuff up and stuff and trying to bring someone down, more drama. So I think this is the situation now with him, you know, and regardless if it's him or not, it looks like him, but
there's no such thing as bad publicity. Either way, he's getting,
there's publicity, but there is an image. He may not have been, you know,
that's the
image. It killed his image a little bit, but
you're the macho boxer who likes to dress like a woman.
But the goal in it is to get your name out there. He did.
Well, I mean, De La Hoya, but it's a difference because De La Hoya is already popular. He's already about to retire.
Well, he was
shit comes out like that.
He was like the ladies man type, you know, when he first came out. He gave boxing a different form of to look at that. You know,
it was more. It really, you know, people call it the sweet science. It really was a science watching guys like De La Hoya and like Mayweather get in there, not just the big lumbering guys like a George Foreman or even a Mike Tyson or Evander Holyfield.
Now you bring up Mayweather, and I got to ask you. You were just talking about MMA and boxing.
WWE.
Mayweather doing the stunt or whatever he's doing in professional wrestling, where he actually clocked the dude in his nose and broke his nose.
That was the tightest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I didn't see it, but I heard that he was supposed to do something like that.
Yep. He's
with Big Show or something.
Yep, you got it. What he did was he went in the ring, him and his entourage, and Big Show was kind of bad mouthing Rey Mysterio, and he came in to defend Rey Mysterio, and Big Show then says, "Oh, you're puny," and why not? And shoved him. And then Big Show, 7'4", gets down on his knees. And he's still looking eye level to Mayweather. That was the killer part. Mayweather gives him 1-2-1.
He hit him 4 times in the face and once in the chest.
Forehead.
Well, he missed.
Let Scrappy tell it, because Scrappy told me like 100 times at the gym. Let her tell the story.
I was so excited about it. No, he's like, wah, 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 and all this shit. He gets down on his knees. Well, first, Mayweather tries to push him.
Yeah, that's impossible.
And he failed pushing him. He basically just pushed himself
back.
Here
it is right here.
Yeah.
So basically what's going to happen, you're going to see, is Mayweather takes him one over the forehead, one on the chin, and one right in the nose.
He just goes 1, 2, 3, 4, taps him in, like, the rib cage, just a little tap, and runs.
Yeah.
Big Boy is just grabbing him by the hoodie, like, looking at him, trying to figure out which one he's grabbing, because they all motherfucking look the same.
This is where he pushes him back.
We're bringing it up on YouTube right now, just to so.
Wow.
Let's just go here.
And then here he's down on his knee, giving him a chance.
1, 2, 3, 4, and a tap to the shoulder. A little tap to the rib cage.
Watch, they'll show a replay here.
And that.
So they're full force hard hits.
Yeah,
too, right?
They're full hits.
That last shot, though, hit him just straight in the side of the nose. You see it broke his nose.
So,
he's out of there.
Do you find...
Okay, watch. Yeah. They're running, right? And he doesn't know who to grab. So he's just, like, grabbing guys. Like, that ain't him. That ain't him.
Now, that kind of action or that kind of
publicity.
Mixed marketing publicity, what's your opinion on that? What's your take on that as a boxer? Good or bad for boxing?
I mean, it's getting his name out there, so, I mean... Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever
all right.
it takes. He's always been the type of fighter that he likes to be around everything, so.
Likes to be in the limelight.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Spotlight.
How big is your entourage?
I don't really have much.
You don't have an entourage?
No, I mean, I have my friends.
It's his mom.
Go get him. And his girlfriend, apparently.
Yeah.
That was my girlfriend. I got her friends, and I always take... For every time, I always have her and two other girls that come with me all the time. Where, from the get-go, I get on their room, I get on their tickets, so they come with me wherever I go. They're loud girls. It's like, hey.
Okay, now, how long after your last fight did your girlfriend just throw you down and literally rape you? How long did it take to do that?
Right after me. Let's go. I'm out of here.
He's walking out of the ring and she's trying to pull his cock out.
What's just something funny to that? Because on your MySpace, you're marked as being married and you're not.
No.
So is your balls just totally gone? Are you just totally whipped, or I mean, you go in the ring, you win, you come home and get beat up, or what's the deal?
No. As part of that married part, I mean, we just messing around.
I heard some backpedaling.
I don't sound sprung, but I don't piss her off at the same time.
I did not have a marriage with that woman.
Oh my goodness.
I had to put you on the spot because, she's a good friend of mine. So I had to put you on the spot. I was like, what happened, man? She tied you down. She beat you up. I mean,
No. We just messed around.
On his MySpace, he claims he's married. I always put I'm single. What the hell?
Wow.
All righty. Once again, tell us about your fight. Where it's going to be can we see it on TV?
It'll be March 20th. Thursday, it will be a Thursday night in San Jose, California at the HP Pavilion, the Tank. It'll be on Fox Sports Net, and I will be...
What time?
The fight start at 7, so I mean, I'm the semi-main event, so I'll be on around 8.
How many fights before you?
I'm sure there'll probably be 4 or 5 fights, but I mean, they'll probably only televise my fight and the main events, which the main event will be Andre Ward, the Olympic gold medalist. He's from up north, and I'll be fighting his teammate, his fellow teammate. That'll be the co-main event. So
awesome! Check it out. That's great, and that's going to be on Fox Sports Net. You know what? I'll throw the link up there, including times and stuff like that on SpankWagon.
Set your DVRs, boys.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be awesome. We'll bet on you.
Alrighty, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right, so SpankWagon Radio, SpankWagon.net. What we're going to do is cut to another short break, and also we want to remind everybody to get into the chat room. We'll spend the rest of the show together, people. All right, we'll be back.
Parson's daughter with red and rosy cheeks. She went to church on Sunday and sang the anthem sweet. The parson was a misery, so scraggy and so thin. Look here, you motherfuckers, if you lead a life of sin, then there's fire down below. He took his text from Malachi and pulled a weary face. Well, I fucked up for Africa, and there I fell from grace, 'cause there's fire down below. The parson's little daughter was as sweet as sugar candy. I said to her, a sailor's would make lovers neat and handy, 'cause there's fire down below. She says to me, you sailors are a bunch of fucking liars. To hell to feed the fucking fires, 'cause there's fire down below. Well, there's fire down below, my lads, so we must do what we ought to. 'Cause the fire is not half as hot as the parson's little daughter. There's fire down below. Yes, there's fire.
yes, there's a fire. There's fire down below.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Me and Decaf, there's fucking butcher knives in the studio. Pro wrestling, boxing, fights, and baked goods in aluminum foil.
I'm looking at pictures of Miss August from...
my God!
For Jesse's Lucky Betty's calendar
her
last
2007.
Year.
This August, fucking hot.
She is fucking smoking.
All right. Hey, we got a lot of people still hanging out in the chat room, and I definitely appreciate that. Spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. We'll get the cam open up here in a minute again. We just had Francisco, professional boxer, in the studio talking to us about his upcoming fight, which is going to be on the 20th of March on Fox Sports Net.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
We need to make sure that we go down as a group, put some money down on this one. Oops, sorry.
I don't know if we can bet on that, though. Can we?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it is the. I don't think the fight has to be here.
But it may not. It may not be something we can bet on. We can look into it.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Find a Leroy's or something like that and go bet money.
A Leroy's.
Leroy's. You got a Leroy's right here, motherfucker.
See, notice that was actually a plug for another show that happens on the studio line here. All right. You okay? He's okay.
Yeah.
He's so out of breath.
There was like an attempted figure four. And
he couldn't get it. He couldn't get a hold of my feet.
First it was an attempted scorpion deathlock.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't get a hold of my feet.
Yeah, nice. No, because he couldn't get past your hairy ass.
You're stupid.
He got stuck in there.
I don't have a hairy ass.
Yes.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing when you're playing with Scrappy. Scrappy goes full force.
No, I don't go full force.
No, you know what she does? She kicks like she's pedaling a fucking bicycle.
Because he was trying to get me in some dumb shit. So I wasn't going to let him get a hold of my feet.
She says, you got no skill, bro.
Yo, bro, you can't fight, yo, man.
No. Look more like attempted rape to me, but the wrestling. But
next,
I enjoyed.
He was out of breath.
I have my picker in my hand.
How's the bread, decaf? It must be good. It's half gone.
Notice the topic change, like the desperate topic change.
I cut two slices. I ate them over there. Right. Came over to the other side, a big ass chunk right on the fucking keyboard. I was like, fuck. I'm gonna have two little slices. I'm gonna call it. That's it. Came to the other side. Oh, this is good.
I know you're out of breath from that little wrestling match.
It's delicious.
What is it?
Thanks, Mom.
It's apricot cranberry.
I appreciate you, Mom.
It's special bread.
I'm the guy that Scrappy brings to the house to meet, and then she goes to meet, and then she leaves me at the library, goes out with Murphy.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm eating her bread.
I'm so confused.
So am I.
I'll say it again. I'm the guy you bring home to Mom to introduce. You drop me off and you go out with Murphy.
Oh.
I know I said it real fast.
You're the dummy. Got it. You're the bait.
This is my boyfriend,
Decaf.
And then I get on the back of a bike with big old Murphy. I'll be home in a minute, ring, Mom. Ring, ring, ring.
You get to sit in the basket. Ring.
Yeah, that's pretty much my speed right there.
Poor Murph.
Oh, my God. Hey, let's say hello to a bunch of people again in the chat room. Freakazoid H in the chat room.
Hi, chat room.
Stitch, Fox FM, Toe, and Milf Cassie all hanging out in the chat room. We appreciate everybody doing so.
And Scrappy. Scrappy's in there, too.
I don't include hosts. We're expected to.
She's still trying to figure.
There's a little bit of a requirement.
Yeah, but it's new to me.
So
it's still new. It needs to be announced.
Sad.
Because you guys didn't give me a computer before.
You didn't even know what it was last week.
I knew what a computer was. I was wondering what was going to pop out of the computer and attack me and eat my brain. Because something from you guys is usually like...
Got to be a brain to eat there.
Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. I'm out. You're lame. So, what's up?
Everyone, just let Scrappy talk.
Would you stop taking pictures of me like I'm...
I'm not taking a picture of you.
Well, stop pointing the camera at me.
I'm recording you.
You want another piece of bread?
No, I don't want no more bread. Nom, nom, not saying that the bread is delicious, is wholesome, is good.
I won't say wholesome. Man, it's a baked good,
Murph,
man.
Have some bread.
He will. He's got it. Murph, he's what did you...
He's going to catch his breath.
Actually, Murph brought in a toy, and, you know, he's going to do some more toy hacking. I wonder if he's going to actually ever document this and throw it up on the site.
You know...
A little bit
it's
of toy hacking.
It's the sort of thing with toy hacking that it's a very niche market, so to speak. And I don't know if there's too many people out there that would appreciate what I do.
I guarantee if one person
appreciates it.
Shut the fuck up. If one person one person appreciates it, then that's good enough.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, for those of you that do look at Nerf mods and stuff like that, someone modded a Nerf long shot this week and combined it with a kid's... toy chainsaw, and made the Lancer from Gears of War.
Nice. Nice.
Wow. Get a job.
The Lancer for... That's just cool.
It's horrible. His little... Whoa! All
right.
The gun.
So, you know what? You know what? I got to say this real quick. You say that, but do you know that there's a dude out there that made a desk that looks like Han Solo and Carbonite?
Oh, no.
What?
All right. Now, wait a minute.
Don't put my business out of the air.
Okay. I know that if I show you that link to that site, you will buy that desk.
No, I would not buy the fucking Han Solo.
Han Solo Carbonite.
Yeah,
Carbonite. Yeah,
he wouldn't buy it. He would ask Betty to buy it for him. It
depends on the price.
Yeah, well.
Honey, it's I really there. Want this desk for Christmas. Please.
No, I would not pay that much money for something like that. Thank you.
We could just make you one out of cardboard and post cutouts.
I have her make me one.
It'll be yes. Yeah, there you make go. Me with one. Beads and a little Han Solo face. That'd be that's
and
what's
then
up.
A plastic
see?
Jesus and some candles.
Amen. Oh my!
No,
goodness.
He did take me into that room though at his house. I was like, whoa! I never knew a black man to be so into like.
White
stuff? White stuff.
What, Wes?
Besides him. But he's,
oh, my God.
His room. No, his room isn't like Star Wars. That's nerdy to him. His room is like wrestling figurines everywhere.
That's not nerdy.
That's not nerdy, I guess, to him.
That's a whole other level of geek.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's still geek. It's just at a different perspective of geek.
Right.
Because I consider people who have wrestling toys and deep wrestlers to be nerds and people who... have iPods and enjoy Elvis. Oh, hey, Murph, how you doing? Oh,
poor Murph.
You can't say shit because he's eating that thick-ass bread. It's the first time you can talk. Everybody, you can talk. Murphy's eating. And no one wants to say shit.
No one wants to say shit. Well, you know, and I'll just give everybody... I'll give Murph... Here, hold on. I know what I'll do. I'll give Murphy a minute to chew on something, and then we'll geek out with some Windows music.
Geek out?
Yeah. Windows XP. People have too much time. You want to talk about people with too much time.
Decaf.
Yes.
And speaking of
shut
too much
up.
Time.
Let her talk. She never talks. What?
Nothing.
Wait, we can hold up. No.
No, I was told to shut up. Play your music, geek.
See, I was playing music, but you ruin it.
Really,
I was giving Murphy a little bit of a reprieve and bringing some nerd.
I'd rather hear her than this shit.
That was the point. No one wants to hear this shit.
What the fuck is this?
Sounds like the music in the Swiss Family Tree, or the Tarzan Tree at Disneyland now.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, but it's all made with the sounds you find in Windows 98.
Yeah.
These are all sounds you find on your computer by default.
Boo. Who has time to... Never mind.
Nerds?
Oh. No. Is that the chat room disappearing? Not joking.
Like, you know, get in there. I know you're staring at Miss August. All right, enough of that shit. Murph, are you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome back.
So, I want to say this, and I know this is coming may come as a shock to some of you. Roger Clemens might actually be a liar. I know. This is some crazy shit, right?
Holy shit!
I know, seriously.
This is a miracle.
Roger Clemens may be lying.
What was your first clue?
Well, apparently.
You took 5 days to say that he wasn't lying?
5 weeks! No. 5 fucking weeks! Hold on, let me rewind. Here's Murphy, 2.5 weeks ago. Roger Clemens is my hero. Okay.
I never said that, eat my asshole. No, there's actually, it looks like there's apparently a photo of Roger Clemens at Jose Canseco's party, the one that he swears up and down he was never at. That Andy Pettit and Andy Pettit's wife swear that he was, and so does
And so they actually got a photo now?
It looks like there's a photo of his house during this part. No, this is important because this, again, goes
first
to his
of all,
character.
Who the fuck is he? I'm serious!
You have got to be fucking kidding me!
Who is he? I don't want that! Okay, who is he? He has to eat bread to keep quiet. Decaf, who is he?
I don't know.
If you don't fucking know, then why are you giving me the look? Because I said something?
I'm bowled over in shock. I can't even fucking talk anymore.
Hey, guys. Who I got he? Something more entertaining than figuring this shit out.
Can somebody please tell me who he is in the chat room?
He's a senator from Colorado.
Why the fuck would I know that? Who the fuck is he? On a serious note.
he was going to run for president against Obama, but he bitched out.
There were some voting discrepancies in the Gibson.
Hey, yeah, and you know what fucked him up? It was the Mitchell Report.
We got a Cookie Monster.
Congress put out the Mitchell Report and totally fucked him, and his career in Colorado is probably over now.
If he's lucky, okay, if he's lucky, he may wind up.
Tell me who he is and why the fuck I should care about
he invented Skynet.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what Skynet is?
No.
The world's biggest Sarah Connor Chronicles.
I know. You don't even know what it is.
Doesn't know what Skynet is.
I'm not the world's biggest Sarah Connor Chronicles.
You watch the goddamn show. Skynet is the what they're fucking trying to prevent from being built.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, how the fuck can you... Yeah, they've all just walked out of the studio on me with big pieces of bread. I don't pay fucking attention.
Scrappy and I are at lunch the other day, and we're at Villa Pizza. And on the wall next to us are some photos of some older celebrities. I'm like, so do you know who that is? She's like, no. Do you know who that is? No.
No, 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 no,
wait,
no,
wait,
no,
wait,
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 wait, wait. Whoa,
and then
whoa,
up in the corner,
whoa,
I say,
whoa, 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 let me tell the
I say, do you know who that is? And she says, that's that guy from the Squeal Like a Pig movie, isn't it? It's a picture of Burt Reynolds. Never mind Smokey and the Bandit, Cannonball Run, even Cop and a Half. No, 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 it's the guy from the Squeal Like a Pig movie. The other ones were Sylvester Stallone, Clint Eastwood, and John Wayne. She got John Wayne.
I got 2 out of 4.
No, no.
Guy, I couldn't think of the dude
guy
from
Rocky's. A Squeal Like a Pig movie
I
doesn't count.
I could have named
count.
The movies that they were in, but I couldn't name the names, so that doesn't God. Count. At least I could name
I don't,
something.
I don't, okay, I really, we always joke about
I'm
this
bad with
every
names.
Fucking week. Do you own a TV set?
I don't have time to watch TV.
You watch the Sarah Connor Chronicles and don't even know what Sky Dad is.
Yeah, but half the time it's on mute anyway and I'm doing homework and just watching people kick people's asses.
All right, so.
Well, you really can't falter for that when I've done the same thing. But.
It's kind of the same. Now, what does your day consist of then? You wake
work
up in the morning.
And school.
No. Okay. You wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. What's I wake your... up in the morning. I get dressed. I go to work. I go to school. I come home. I do homework. Sometimes I watch TV on mute. Sometimes I go to bed.
Why are you going to solve the fan stuff?
Because so where did you learn to do the Soulja Boy Superman dance? Where did you learn that one?
Oh, like shows and shit. That's easy though. Dance comes naturally to me. Like,
but
I can learn
so
how to
So you
watch
it on TV?
What?
So you had watched it on TV?
No, I didn't watch it on TV. But shows, like concerts.
Okay, okay. Now my next question.
Like
Krill, how long have you...
hanging out with Krill and right. Howard and all them.
Okay, so you... But you have this total lack of focus.
It's not a lack. It's just not a priority. Certain things are just not a priority for him.
That's fair. I mean, that's totally fair. But I find it amazing that, you know, here's someone who should be a pop culture, or at least a current pop culture know-it-all. Isn't.
Why should I be a... Who says that I have to be a pop culture know-it-all?
I think it's a generation thing. I mean, we know our generations and what our generations encompass. Music and TV and movies and shit like that. But it's very amazing to see someone who has kind of blank slate in that area. I mean, we give you so much shit, but it's rather impressive.
I have a 3.02 GPA. If I paid attention to liars and fools and music and all this crap, would I really have...
You have a 3.... I'm sorry, what is it?
3.02.
And what is your favorite class right now?
Actually?
Yes.
Really, honestly?
Uh-huh.
You know what it
is. I know what it is.
That's why you're...
This is called a loaded question, so go ahead and answer it.
Political science.
What's an omnibus appropriations bill? What is an omnibus appropriations bill?
Fuck if I know. But this is why I like my political science class.
What is a Gallup poll?
Because it's an easy class to bullshit my way through.
What's a Gallup poll?
I don't fucking know.
What's a straw poll?
I don't know.
Mm. What's an electoral college?
I don't know.
See, but that's... Okay. You know what? No. You know what? You know what?
Name all the guys in G-Unit.
I don't know.
Damn, I thought I'd trip her up with that one. I thought she'd be able to get that.
Here's the thing. I carried a 3.5. Actually, I carried a 4 until my son was born and a 3.5. And I still had time to unwind and watch a TV show here and there.
I don't have time.
And that's what she does, though.
But I guess I'm full of random trivia then, because...
I mean, am I, like, bad for having my life in order and just...
Yeah,
really
your life is
in
order. You text you Murphy all night.
But that's just it. Is it
yeah.
I mean, should
that's
I...
That's where your night goes.
Is it really in order? Because you don't know. I don't know.
You know what?
We can't get mad at her for not being interested.
Let me come to your defense. We can't get mad and upset and pick on her for not being interested in the same things we are.
Right. And that's fair because we're fucking ancient.
And Scrappy's coming up with something right now that I think is really funny. She's working on, you know, we always pick on her for the shit that she doesn't know, but she's going to get us. She's got a list of shit she's building right now that you would seem that is pretty much current and relevant today that we have no clue about.
And it's going to happen. And I'm
surprised you even know who
that.
G-Unit is, or like even know that exists, or you even name?
I heard it from one of those hippity hop kids. I have no idea.
I know it's 50.
Get off the lawn.
I don't know all of them.
No, and it's just, you know, it's just funny that we all have a good friendship. I mean, we really do. You and I have a great friendship.
Yeah, we can carry on really good conversations.
But we have absolutely nothing in common.
Well, we do have some stuff in common.
We both want my cock, but that's a whole other story.
No, but like the Buffy thing and some of the music, like he looked through my iPod and he actually realized that I have like...
Okay.
We both watch the Sarah Connor Chronicles. You don't know what the fuck's kind that is.
Now, wait. What's the stuff that I like on your iPod, though?
Johnny Cash.
Stuff that's relevant to me, not that anyone would guess would be relevant. AC/DC, Johnny
Cash,
all the Disney stuff.
But knowing me, like, would you think that I was into Johnny Cash before the other night?
Right.
No.
I thought all crackers was Johnny Cash.
No,
I was young.
I like Johnny
Cash. I'm really into 50s music. Like, I like Elvis, and I am. I'm sorry. You guys were, like, 12 when I
She likes Elvis.
I like Elvis.
Can you name a movie he was in?
No.
I carried Oki Elvis.
I don't watch his movies.
Murphy, I carried Oki Elvis.
Did you?
All right. Elvis trivia. Hold on. Elvis trivia.
Oh, God.
Okay. These will all be true or false. Gives you a 50-50 chance.
Actually, I have seen a couple stuff. Like, I was in a history of rock and roll music.
True or false
class,
question.
Cool.
Okay, so we'll do true or false
trivia. I don't
know how
much I remember.
Okay, but I'll do a true or false trivia, and I'll try to keep it Elvis-centric. True or false, Elvis is a black belt in karate.
False.
True. True or false, Elvis was drafted into the military.
True.
Very true. Okay. Was that a guess, or do you know which branch?
I don't know which branch, but Army. I know he was.
He was in the Army. At the time, it was either Army or Navy. There were no other.
True or false, Elvis stole money, music from niggas.
He
false.
Did you say he stole music from... Yeah, he did.
From Digger?
He stole music from respected black men.
A lot of his music was actually... He didn't write that none of that shit. That's all fucking ripoff.
He called his music shit, huh?
Well, he didn't write any of those lyrics. That was all somebody else, yeah. But he was hot, and he could do that.
True or false, Elvis died in 1977.
Fuck if I know when he fucking died.
True. Is he alive? Alive?
He might be alive.
Okay, wait.
True or false?
The ultimate.
No, give it true or false. Did he die in 1977?
I don't know.
True or false?
True.
Yes. Very good. All right, good guess.
It sounded like the right time.
He died 11 days after I was born.
11 days after you were born, huh?
Yeah, so I got soul in me. I feel him.
My aunt
maybe
gave Elvis
he was
his
reincarnated.
Last
Can you do the pelvis shake? You know?
Your aunt killed Elvis.
Thank you very much.
I'll show you later on today.
My aunt gave Elvis. She gave Elvis his last flu shot about 13 months before he died.
Interesting.
Yep.
He's like, I'll take a flu shot and a peanut butter and jellyfish
How
sandwich.
How fat was he?
Not a fluffle sandwich. He was a big guy. He was a big guy.
Huge.
But you know,
it's so sad to have such a hot guy. Never mind.
Well, young
James
Elvis,
Dean.
Old Elvis.
I don't know who I would take over, James Dean or Elvis. Mm.
Well, how old was James Dean
Ryan
when he died?
Phoebe. When he died, I don't know how old he was. He was young, actually, when he died.
Like 27, I think.
Yes, we all know.
I know he was young, but I don't know how old.
Do you know how he died?
No. You don't know? Drugs. How did he die?
Car accident.
Oh, that's sad.
He was driving
Spider.
Poor Spider and...
Wrecked that son of a bitch.
Into a pole.
PCH1, wasn't
Aww.
It?
Yep. So, wow. Sad. Well, give us some...
What?
If you're working on this, give us a teaser of the hint of what you're working on.
I think I did
questions.
Last week, didn't I? When I asked
the
you
dime,
what a dime was.
Dime thing.
Okay.
And then, like, there's the get hyphy with it.
Right, but is this pop culture? Is this more slang?
Well, it was actually going to be, like, a slang thing, but I guess I could turn it around.
I mean, it'd be interesting because to get into more pop culture,
I'm trying to think, I know you're into Buffy and...
Yeah, but Buffy's, you know, 6 years old, so you probably
But I didn't know. Think that... Old people like that kind of stuff.
When it was
how
out.
You know, what? And I have my Geritol and my coffee
like
and not chasing kids off the lawn. I like to wash the buffet.
I wanted to bang Sarah Michelle Gellar since she was on All My Children. Now that's going back.
Wow.
That's
when she was 14. She was brunette.
When she was Kendall.
She was on a Robinson family thing, tree thing. Like Swiss
she was
Family
on a what?
Robinson.
Who gives a fuck about Swiss? I'm talking about.
You know, it's just.
Cruel Intentions.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Incest.
She was good and cruel.
Oh, it's God. Funny the differences between...
Now, that was a movie I think I jerked off to a couple times.
Yeah.
Going back to last week's show.
It's just funny the differences that we all have and how far the three of us are, the guys from Scrappy, how far we really are away from her.
Well, you've said it yourself. I mean, there are times when we're... You know, light years away from each other in what we do like and what we are into. I mean, you know, let's talk about that email thread when you're talking about your gut. No, the Magic the Gathering
game. Magic the Gathering cards.
And I'm like, ha ha, you're all nerds. Because I never did Magic. I couldn't play Magic the Gathering. I have no patience for that. Murph replies back with, yeah, well, shut up. You have all your comic books and your ham radio gear. You know, so I'm like, denial? What? Denial? You know?
Well, this motherfucker sends me the goddamn compatibility cube, and I'm like, what the fuck
Not
is this?
Not the compatibility cube.
What the fuck
the
is it?
The weighted companion cube.
The weighted companion cube.
The cake is a lie! It's a lie!
And he says that shit to me all the time. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, you're speaking a different language. You're
For the nerds out there, the Portal I'm Still Alive song... is coming to Rock Band as downloadable content.
Nice.
Oh, lordy.
Look it up. Get the. Go to YouTube and look up the Portal song.
Calm, boy.
Anytime I talk about this song, I have to hear it because it's a great song. It is a really great song, and I can't wait to play it as downloadable content. I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun. Have you played Portal yet?
No, I have played Portal.
Would you like to play Portal?
Decaf, have you ever played WoW?
No, I didn't play WoW.
See, there we go.
But I did play EverQuest.
Now, Trench and Murph,
but I did play EverQuest, which is like WoW.
You've never played WoW.
For all of what?
This is not the Portal song.
That's what's saying Portal Still Alive credit song.
Boo.
Did you just go to YouTube or go to Google and look up the Portal song and the YouTube link should be like one of the first ones.
Let's try this.
I did do it once and I did it for like a year and a half and I was addicted to it.
WoW or EverQuest?
EverQuest.
And it'll be stuck in my head for the rest of the night. Thanks,
Murph. Yeah. I played Warcraft. I never played EverQuest. I played Warcraft until about a month ago. I just couldn't play anymore. I didn't have time.
You know, I've never had the capacity to sit down and play one of those games because it just, you know, I do like to go outside. I do.
Oh no, you're
100% tell
correct.
By
I was addicted to EverQuest.
You know,
your days just go the fuck by.
Here's how dated I am in the idea of online gaming. I will go online to play a wonderful 30 rounds of Lord. And if anybody knows what Lord is, you earn like super bonus kudo nerd points because Legends of the Red Dragon, it was a text only door game. Now,
wow.
Now, I used to.
Did your eyes like burn?
Hold the conversation right now.
Holding?
I'm calling an official show timeout. Pause the music. Toe. I was going through my closet yesterday and I found.
Woo!
I found. The shirt from Cindy. We never got your address. So I have your shirt.
Jesus Christ.
I have the titty shirt.
Like a year and a half.
You need to email radio@spankwagon.net. You need to email right now your address so I can ship this fucking thing to you. She's even autographed it to you, so it's not like I can keep it. So please, by all means, email your name and address to radio@spankwagon.net. And
I'll get that out this week.
Yes, and we will get this fucking thing out to you.
Damn, we're really bad with the prize vault. Anywho.
Okay, go back.
You guys suck.
So, now where were we? I was talking about Lord.
Lord,
and,
yes.
And Lord, it's a text only. And back in the day, you had to dial up and you only had like 30 minutes on a bulletin board system to play on. And, you know, I mean, we're talking ancient.
God,
and I loved it. And I found it again online, and I still play like 30 rounds, and I'm done for like a day.
This motherfucker still plays Oregon Trail.
Dude, do you remember, what was that, Pimp Wars?
Pimp Wars? Oh, God, at work all the time?
Oh, yeah, we were huge into Pimp Wars at work.
But, you know, I guess it's weird because, like, I still go out and I ride my bike everywhere if I can. And Murphy has witnessed that Saturday.
He'll ride his bike over to my house. I'm like, hey, we need you. Dude, you didn't bring the car.
I'm like, why would
Why would you bike over? We got shit to do.
Ripped the shit out of my pants,
hey,
too.
I have a question. Scrappy.
What's
when, video games. What were the video games when you were a kid that were coming out?
The original freaking Nintendo.
The original Nintendo? How old were you?
Wait, what? No?
Yeah, that was what we used to play, though.
Okay, well.
Dude. And Tetris with the crazy cake and the little evil Mario guy, and we'd play Tetris. I don't remember. It was
Dr. Mario.
Nintendo.
Oh, I remember Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario sounds like the Mario one.
So the whole Atari phase, you don't know anything.
No. Oh, you know what? We
Atari,
had an Atari.
ColecoVision.
No, we had an Atari with the Pong.
That's not... Well, that's... Yeah. Well, okay.
Well, I mean, it's good enough.
Well, yeah. So, wait a minute. Wait.
I started playing...
Nintendo was late.
I started playing Bubble Bobble on GameTap the other day.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
You were born when the Nintendo came out.
1985.
Okay. And so we,
but I mean,
that's
so,
what we
I mean,
used to
but,
have. That's what we used to play.
So when you were like seven or
the
eight, when you were like 7 or 8 years old, what games were you playing at the time?
The Super Nintendo.
Or
oh,
the regular
okay.
Nintendo?
And then my brother had a Nintendo 64, and we would play the
that's
Mario.
That's what I wanted to hear.
There you go.
But that wasn't like the first games that I used to play was the original Mario. The little bling, and you get the Yoshi and you play with the little things. That's what we used to play. But
there was no Yoshi in the regular
yes,
Mario.
Yes, there was.
In the original.
No, in Super Mario World, there was.
Oh, well, that is down the line. That's a couple years down the line. Well, I know that, but.
But we used to have an Atari, actually. Probably from my parents, but they kept it around and we used to play it.
I remember my dad buying a Pong system. It wasn't even like the official Pong system. It was
there was a generic Pong system.
There's tons of them because once they sold the code out, it was just a license. So, hold on. Sorry, I've been fighting my cold still. It was a Radio Shack Pong. It was a 4-in-1 game, and it had like regular Pong, and it had double Pong, and then it had single player where you could play, you know, like handball,
which
Pong
is racquetball.
Yeah, racquetball, and then a double paddle racquetball. So, and it was fantastic. And it wasn't, yes, this one wasn't color. Bad color. Random color.
Technicolor.
You know, I saw the Atari flashback unit at Radio Shack the other day for $20, and I almost bought it.
Wow. You talk about the actual just the controller.
But think about that.
It's not just a controller. It has a base station, but it's like this big. But it's got like 120 Atari games in it.
And think about that.
$20
for that.
Yep.
And if you
asteroids,
Oh, dude, 27 telegames. My brother and I would sit there and blast each other out of the sky playing the airplane game for hours. We were retards.
Warlords.
I'll tell you what, though, I
you
was
love DT. We know.
A huge Tetris. Oh my God!
No,
I can
me
whip
too.
Ass in Tetris.
Me too. On the Game Boy.
On anything and everything. I used to have it on my phone and shit. Oh, it's kind of funny because Nintendo 64 was really the last one that I played. It was the Mario Go-Kart. That's what my brother and I used to play. And all of a sudden, you know, he had the Xbox and the Xbox 360. And I sat down with him and my cousin one day and I was like, let me give this a shot. And it was a Star Wars game. Couldn't do it. Couldn't even get my person to walk without walking into a wall. I couldn't do the three-dimensional thing after doing, like, the... I couldn't...
2D scroller and stuff.
I was like, what am I doing? I'm like, I couldn't see shit, but I'm a pro at the Wii. No, it's not really... I don't know. I couldn't do it.
I must say, I didn't care that much for the three-dimensional Mario on the 64. Mm. I was kind of used to.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it was cool. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. It's cool, but
Mario.
Well, Mario is just, you just go up and down and you wait for shit to come down to you. It was so simple. But
I used to get so pissed when I would die.
I chucked a few controllers in my time.
I don't think I've ever chucked a controller, but.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw, but the Commodore 64 is coming to the virtual console for the Wii. So the Wii is getting Commodore 64 games here in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, interesting. Yep. And I don't think I played a lot of Commodore 64 games or 128, so.
Are Wii still impossible to find?
By the way, gotta say, and it took me a minute to load it, but of course. Ah, you stupid phone. Don't do that to me. Hold on. Well, I was going to bring up Tetris on my phone.
Did you buy it?
Oh, of course.
See, I don't want to pay like a bunch of money for a game.
Yeah, right there. See, Tetris is my pooping game. So
used to play Snake a lot too, but I'd get so pissed off. I'd be like cussing at my phone.
If you think about it though, I mean,
I'm like, oh.
The snake. No, anyhow, as for like video games and stuff like that, I didn't have an Atari when I grew up. Oddly enough, my parents got the divorce and everything going on, so I therefore lost. Didn't get to play the Atari, but man, when I got my Nintendo, wow, that was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. And I played that thing for hours and hours and hours during the winter. In the summertime, that thing would collect more dust than you'd,
you know. What I was about to say. What tricks do you do to try to get the cartridges to work? On the Nintendo, did you blow them? Did you tap them?
Stephanie would lick them. We would play Aladdin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's never really a good thing. Saliva and electronics doesn't really go well together.
No, she does the same thing with CDs, and she swears that like it works on everything. DVDs, CDs, I swear to God. Ooh. I've seen this bitch take out a dirty-ass CD and wipe it on her shirt and then stick it back in the CD player.
Does she have big titties? Maybe that's what it is.
What land is stupid?
I'm like, I won't go there with the CD, Steph. I'm like, I'll buy a new one.
But. Oh, yuck.
If you get your friend Stephanie to come over and see if she can get my cock to work, that'd be fantastic.
You know, if you just lick it and, you know, just wipe it on your face, you know, it'll start working. Mm. But
wipe it on her shirt, remember?
Wow. But yeah.
So what tricks did I just used to do the blowing and the tapping and put the cartridge in and you know, in the part that's open where your fingers go and just kind of start shaking it to try to get it.
I used to just push it down just until it caught and then took my finger out.
Here's my question. We all did this, but we didn't know each other. How did that knowledge get from the Midwest or from Vegas to the Midwest and back and forth? How did we all figure out at one point that we needed to blow on a cartridge?
Yeah.
No, that's what you do when shit breaks. You find a way. You either like push a bunch of buttons until it works. You start beating on something, or you'll blow in something because somehow blowing in it is gonna fucking make it work. Same thing with the VHS. How'd you get the VHSs to fucking?
Actually, I tore apart the VCR and made it work.
You broke up the little thing on the VCR, blew in it, and that was supposed to make it work.
Actually, my dad would hand me the tools and he'd say, "Take it apart."
Wow.
My dad was one of those types.
And what'd you do? Take it apart and blow on it.
Nope. Took it apart. Cotton swabs with alcohol. Clean the heads.
Clean Murph's head.
I'll leave that all to you, sweetie.
So it's the same in the sense of like in Mike Tyson Punch Out. You know, you have to wait for King Apple to, you know, to hit him in the stomach. Mario, you learn how to get the extra men. You know, just jumping on the turtle. So but this was before the internet, where you know you could go and see shit post and get cheat codes or whatever. I mean, it's crazy.
Grand Theft Auto. I will admit, I was a little addicted to Grand Theft Auto there for a little while. And learning the cheat codes to get all the cool shit. And
did anyone did anyone ever call the Nintendo tip line?
No, but I know someone who worked for the Nintendo tip line.
I used to call that thing all the time. Although I was the first of my friends to figure out Don Flamenco and Soda Popinski. I was the first of my friends to figure that out.
Nice. Now, you know, I love all these games. Like, I actually did have a chipped PlayStation 1 when they came out. I thought I was like the shit, but I used to actually get the copied games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, I was addicted to Driver, which was a driving game. And the thing was, though, is I never played it normally. What I did is I loaded up the cheat codes, and then my friends and I would sit and try to make the most ridiculous looking jumps and try to crash through the bad polygons and stuff like in the field in the game. The one game I did play a ton of, and I played it a ton in the arcade and a ton at home, was Tekken 3.
I'll whoop your ass at Tekken 3.
You probably could now. I mean, I won't lie.
I could whoop your ass then.
You probably could then. I don't give a shit, but.
hold on.
Because I wasn't good. I just said I played it all the time, but I had all the characters, including the little dinosaur and, you know, Gon. But I played with Harang all the time.
The Mr. Kicks a lot.
Yeah. Because he had like double the moves and it was all foot moves. Anybody who played with Eddie Gordo would piss me off because all they have to do is just slap their hand on the buttons like a monkey.
Or King. King was the same way.
King, yeah. Eddie a la Button Smash is what we called it when anybody played him. I also played Marvel Super Heroes. Those were the games I played all the time. Like Joker would come over and... Every time.
X-Men, Children of the Atom. Playing as the Silver Samurai.
Yep.
Playing as the Sentinel.
Need for Speed was always a game I played, and on Nintendo it was Tecmo Bowl, but we would tape pieces of paper over the controllers so that way you couldn't see what play was there. Not that I could play these games today. Maybe I could, but
Cyberball. Did you guys ever play that one in the arcades? Nope. Cyberball Cyberball was one of the first multi screen games where you had one screen this way, one screen this way. You had them coming off the, and you could have, you know, up to four people playing, two on each side.
All right. From the chat room, exclusive RPS 13. Did any of you remember the Sega Channel and actually have it?
I had the Sega Channel.
My brother-in-law, then my wife, you know, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, her brother had the Sega Channel. Biggest pile of shit. Ever.
I remember downloading Sonic 2 and waiting 45 minutes for the first level.
But I tell you what was really, really, really good was the Game Genie for Nintendo. Because, I mean, all the cheats were just like, you put that fucking thing, attach it to a game, put it in. Oh,
what game was that? Shadowgate. Ken and I played through the entire game of Shadowgate in like 45 minutes with the Game Genie one night.
See, I used to do it at Castlevania. I'd be over at my friend's house, load up the Game Genie on Castlevania and never die and play that one all the way through. And one thing I will say this, though, is speaking of Ken, when he had that MAME box.
Oh, yeah, the MAME cabinet.
Now, my wife is an RPGer. She loves to go play the role-playing games and the dice and the, you know, all that good stuff. When she would do that, I would go with her, but not to play role-playing games because I just don't have the patience for it, but to play the MAME box and to play all these old video games that I used to play all the time and spend quarters on.
Play them for free?
Play them for free and beat them finally without losing a $20, you know, $20 here or there.
Do you remember the big, what was that? The big tournaments we used to have with, Samurai Showdown.
Samurai Showdown?
The Samurai Showdown tournaments. We would just go insane with that for fucking hours. Mm. It would always come down to me and Steve or me and Justin.
And Decaf, what did you say on that piece of paper?
We were losers.
Yeah.
I will take any of you in arcade games. Area 50, Area 51, and air hockey.
Okay, you do realize I won front row tickets to an Aerosmith concert in a Area 51 game, right?
Really? That's so hot. Really?
Yeah, because I hated playing as a human. I used to, you know, shoot the first three people on the screen. You get to play as the alien. You get all the alien weapons.
Tight. Let's go.
Area 51, there is one over at the Pinball Hall of Fame. And there's an air hockey table there, too. And a matter of fact...
Air hockey table, the game? You talk about not
air
the
hockey.
Video. You talk
the
about
real
the
fucking.
Oh, you get fucking destroyed.
No.
Destroyed by me.
I am so super competitive.
Here's
in
the
air hockey.
Thing. Well, competitive's great. Loser is what you are. So
just don't have your hand on the table. You may lose it.
Well, actually, she lifts her tits down
the
on the table.
No, dude. I'll play with myself. Right. Is what I'll do.
I bet you do,
so
baby.
Fast, so you can't even motherfucking. Shut up.
I missed that. What was that again?
You do what?
Just in bed, but on air hockey, I'll play with. Just
you play with,
you
play
won't
with
even
what?
Get a chance to hit it.
Don't worry.
Oh, I know, baby. We've been trying to hit it for a
anyway,
while.
Anyway, Area 51, Hall of Famer, right here. Wow, what the fuck are you
Murph
doing?
Murph is done for. He's done. He's out.
Man, you can't you can't load material that good. You can't put shit. You can't throw yourself.
Yes,
under.
I will play with myself. And yes, what did I say the second time?
Hit.
You guys can't hit it. Sorry.
So no, you know, and to be honest, yeah, air hockey. We used to have this place back home called Huckleberry's,
And oh shit, huckleberries?
No, just huckleberries. That shit, get this. It was a three-story building. The bottom.
Did you just say huckleberries? I missed that.
Yes.
He said, this, oh shit, huckleberries.
Well, yeah, but this place was so cool because it was like restaurant, bar, and arcade all in one, right?
So it's Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's, yeah, exactly it now. But this place is so cool. They actually lowered in a double-decker bus from the roof and converted it to seating, table seating for the restaurant. So, I mean, there's a real fucking bus in there and everything. And the top floor, though, was
arcade.
There's
a real fucking bus in there. A real fucking bus in Huckleberry's. We can get ourselves some tokens.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a ski. It's
I'm
a
fixing
ski,
to go down to Huckleberry's ski ball and get tickets. Us some tokens.
Nope. Oh, no ski
on
ball?
The second floor
no ski
of ball? The bus.
Nope.
So you don't put in 1,000 quarters to get a Tootsie Roll from
nope.
Ski ball? Ski ball fries?
Although I let my son run up on the ski ball machine at Chuck E. Cheese and drop the ball in.
That's damn. Chuck E. Cheese.
It's
nobody
Chuck
cares.
Cheese. So I was like, like, there you go, Kenneth.
See,
thank
I
you.
Was trying to get Chris to come to Chuck E. Cheese's with me on lunch and he wouldn't come.
Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah.
If you told him Chuck E. Cheese, he probably would have.
No, she did. I don't like Chuck E. Cheese.
You know what? You know what?
I was a Pistol Pete's fan.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I love Pistol Pete's pizza.
What's Pistol Pete's?
Pistol Pete's was it's Peter Piper. It was Peter Piper.
Okay.
But a kid fell off a ride and died, and they had a lawsuit, and now it's Peter Piper.
Peter Piper pizza, yeah.
Every Peter Piper in town that
see,
I've seen
I know
has been
something.
Ghetto. Pure
yeah,
ghetto.
Yeah, Pistol Pete's
oh,
was
oh, yeah.
The,
it's all the little Mijas and Mijos running around.
What's wrong
yeah,
with Mijas and Mijos?
Peter Piper pizza
money.
was like Chuck E. Cheese, except they had really great video games. It was the first place I ever saw Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay. I remember back home we had Showbiz, which was a competitor to Chuck E. Cheese for a while, and then they kind of merged and bought each other out or whatever happened. So, wow.
I remember Peter Piper,
nostalgia
though.
Like a motherfucker.
Fuck that. As a matter of fact, if no one was going to go out tonight, because I don't know if anybody was going to go out to the show, I was going to head over to the Pinball Hall of Fame and blow $20 playing pinball.
We should go to GameWorks. Have you guys been to GameWorks yet?
Not lately, but I don't want to spend $1.50 on a game.
Yeah, you and I were at GameWorks
really
like 10 yeah, years ago, weren't we, Murph?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
I went on a date once. I didn't pay for shit, so I don't really
know
how much
it's
it
expensive
was.
To get like a you know, get a band or whatever just to play or do different games.
Jillian's
it was
retarded.
A card.
It could be
$40,
$50 easy.
Really?
Yep.
Easy.
I don't. He just bought the little card, and I whooped his ass and everything and destroyed him. And
he let you in.
No. He really did not. It was quite funny.
You know, and Jillian's
so that's why you
way.
Think you're good, huh? Okay.
No, that's why I know I'm good. Uh-huh. Another reason why I know I'm good. But, nah. I used to be really good at bowling, too, but my wrist is still fucked up.
Let's go back to playing with yourself.
Yeah, well, you know. What do you want me to say?
We'd like details, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
What?
Oh, man.
What?
Died at the last minute. But I know.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Damn.
See, we should have done the Tetris theme.
I actually, no, I have a techno version. You've been listening.
Gee, what a shocker.
What a shock. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Nostalgia Radio.
Yeah, no shit, Spankwagon Radio. Got a few people we need to thank. First off, big thanks to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for the awesome studio space and time. We also want to thank Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio, Nomad Radio Network, and Arrow 97 Online.
Can I thank somebody?
Sure.
I'd like to thank all the people who created the video games that you see the names come up at the end of the credits that you always start over the game and play it again.
Yep.
Before they finish the credits.
Hey, big thank you to our guest tonight, Disco from... Oh, shit. I just forgot his URL.
Foodisnotlove.com.
Foodisnotlove.com with a giant fucking moose head. And who else?
Francisco. You could. It's on Fox.net. God, I forgot the day already.
Foxsports.net. He'll be
March 20th.
March 20th on the Best Damn Sports Show.
Yes.
So, all right. Also, if we're not live,
find us on the archive.
Yeah, that's podcast.lvrocks.com. And of course, we're social.
MySpace.com/SpankWagon.
All right. I'm Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy DK.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Scrappy.
Scrappy.
And we will be back next week when Scrappy says...
Penis, of course. What else am I going to say?
It's old.
Clitoris.
There we go.
Clitoris.
Clitoris.
Murph. you give us the final word.
Retards. Out.
Oh, boo. Penis was better.
We'll be right back. Shrug on the tissue on the floor of the train. Sun goes down, temperature drops. Beautiful burnout, beautiful burnout.